listening to Weekend Live, Boston's only live local talk, every weekend on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Well, hello, it's Bruce Stevens here, and joining me in the studio is the lovely and talented Jack Hart.
Hello.
Of the WBZ 24-hour traffic network. Would that be correct?
That's me.
Is that the official title, right?
24-hour traffic network.
Okay, and he's all over it. And traffic, it's been a busy, busy time here the last few weeks because who's the overseer of this thing? Is it Massachusetts DOT or what?
Well, there's the Massachusetts Highway Department, but it's an interstate highway down below. So mm-hmm. that's a federal highway, you know, okay. It's a national highway. So it's the longest highway. Interstate 90 is the longest interstate in the country.
Well, I learn so many new things. Honest, so many new things from talking with you.
Well,
I used to be just like dull as hell around here. You know what I mean? There was like the traffic thing was in some other place.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, and then we had to, I mean, I'm stuck with Don Huff. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, Don Huff. Yes.
I'm stuck with Huff. I've known Don for years.
He's a very nice
man.
Yeah,
he's a very nice man. Yep, very talented. Anyway, but since you've come, I walk away from the show feeling like I've just accomplished more than I did in all of my time I was in college.
I believe me,
that wouldn't be much.
I know more things that don't matter.
Don't know if they matter or not, but I find them pretty interesting.
Well, I'm glad.
Like earlier tonight when I found out, because you have another job.
Yes.
At least, you've got seven or eight different part-time
jobs. Yeah, I do a few different
things,
sure.
Yeah. Gardening.
That's right.
That kind of thing. No, you would drive a trolley.
Yep.
And so consequently, I found out, I didn't know this, that because I asked you the question, I said, you need a special license to drive the trolley.
Yes. Yeah.
And you have to have a CDL or whatever, something.
Commercial driver's license, yeah.
Right. So, and you said that you do. And then you volunteered the information, which nearly knocked me off my stool, I must admit, that you have to have a sight-seeing license.
That's
in
exactly
order
right.
to, I guess, not to drive the trolley, or is that part of it?
Well, anybody who does tours in Boston has mm-hmm. to have a license, has to be licensed by, it's actually the Hackney Division of the Boston Police Department,
the Hackney Division.
The people who license cab drivers.
I know what that means, yeah. But it just sounds funny, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but for those people who
Hackney
don't.
Division. Yeah, I'm the Hackney Division myself.
That's right. I go down to the Trite Division after I go to the Hackney Division, you know.
So you go to the Hackney Division, and so you have to have this license. What does that cost, my
dad? It costs $32.
$32 per year?
Per year.
Per
yep.
year.
Yep.
Okay.
And plus you have to have all your parking tickets and as excise tax paid, or they won't give it to you.
So if they found out, sneaking around, if they found out that you had unpaid parking tickets, which I doubt that you have.
Well,
all right, okay.
Yeah.
That's maybe a bit of a stretch. But if they find out you have those tickets or you haven't paid the excise tax, you don't get any sightseeing license.
You don't get your sightseeing
so
license.
So therefore, you can't work.
That's exactly
now,
right.
Isn't that
bootleg tours.
Oh, bootleg
That's
tours,
right.
yeah.
yeah.
Get yourself a beat-up trolley.
Psst, what about Paula there?
Get his trolleys like the door, it's got stuff falling off it, the paint's cracked.
That's right. You know. We stuff them into our trunks and then we fold down the seats, where you can put the skis through.
Right.
And then we just say, shh, I'm gonna tell you stories, yeah. but just don't let anybody know you're here. Yeah.
Yeah. Bogus Paul Revere stories.
That's right. One year I had a bunch of local tourists just hovering on the floor of my car, listening intently as I drove around and.
Well, there you go. You do what you have to.
That's you gotta do it.
Yeah. And one of the primary reasons we asked Jack to come in actually was to fool around for a while, but no, is this Commonwealth Avenue bridge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that has already, I guess, from hearing and seeing some of the stuff in there, although I don't know what I'm looking at in the traffic center.
Well, tonight they actually started the actual replacement of, and this is something that people don't know. This year, they're just doing the eastbound side. So we're going to do this all again next year, as it turns out.
Good.
Yeah. So they're replacing the eastbound.
So if you miss it this year, you can jump in next year.
That's right. There are a bunch of people who decided not to come east this year.
Yeah.
So now next year, they were upset when they heard that they were doing this. They had already made their plans to go south, you know.
Yeah.
So next year, they can come here and they can see this whole
thing.
Who
needs Hawaii when you've got this?
That's right.
So it'll be about the same time next year, too, probably?
I'm guessing it'll be about the same time, right in the middle of tourist season. This is what they're going to do.
Good timing. Very good timing there. Thought out.
That's right.
I think it seems to be.
Well, it was the people who were in charge of this initially as children. They had bad experiences with summer vacations coming east. So what they wanted to do is for the next several years, as anybody else was coming here, they also wanted to give them bad experiences on there. Now, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm looking at the maps a little bit earlier, and I drove through that area yesterday before the work started. Fact of life, they are fairly organized with this whole thing. And right now,
fairly organized.
Fairly organized.
Are you sure you're driving the right place? Fairly organized.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was a different bridge I was driving over. I don't know. But no, they're replacing.
I got two words for you: big dig.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. And I drove trolley through that. You know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was fun. But what they're doing is they're replacing the, for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about here, you know, some people don't come into Boston and they're not aware of it. But what they're doing is they're replacing the eastbound lanes of Commonwealth Avenue above the Mass Pike.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you can imagine, that's a major undertaking.
Yeah, you got the T running in there too, right?
The MBTA is running through there. You've got a commuter rail that goes through there. Amtrak goes through there. Bicyclists and pedestrians will be allowed through the construction zone while this is going on.
Well, that's good to know.
That's right. So, you know,
I hate to have to see them take the commuter rail to get through the.
That's right.
Or take the other side of the thing.
Take a shuttle bus holding their bikes over their heads, you know, while they're.
Don't suggest it. Somebody will say, hey, that's a good idea. With that.
Yeah.
And so just getting back for a second, if we could. I appreciate you taking time to come
in here.
Oh,
happy to do it.
What's that?
I'm happy to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I thought you said you weren't doing anything.
Oh, yeah. No, not doing anything.
No, okay. Now, as far as the sightseeing tour, I just find this fascinating. A sightseeing license.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have to, I mean, you have to fill out a form and all that stuff to go with it, too?
You have to fill out a form. They need to know your name, your address, and your mother's maiden name, believe it or not.
Why?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with anything?
An emergency contact information. I don't know.
What if your mother's dead?
Was your dad? What if you weren't born? Yeah. You know,
what if, you know, your mother's, like, been dead for 15 years?
They still want to know her name because they want to know if she was a criminal at some point in time, you know, then you're not going to get it.
Right.
And you can't have had a criminal conviction in the previous 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
That makes sense. You know, the 6 years,
the trolley.
You could have been a criminal 6 years ago and you can get a license.
Well, you got to draw the line somewhere.
That's right. So you fill out the yellow form every year and you go down there and you hand it in and you wait and you drum your fingers some more and you wait and they take you in and you sit down and you have your picture taken, and before you have your picture taken, they mess up your hair and they put the old man face on you and so forth. So there are a bunch of licenses out there with people with just looking dreadful. And
I decided I was going to get a passport, right?
Mm.
So I go to AAA the other day, and I said, "Do you guys take passport pictures?" And they said, "Well, yeah." I said, "Well, how much do they cost?" So they come up with this figure, $7.91. Like you couldn't make it just like $8? $7.91. And these pictures were just, not because the guy taking them was bad. It wasn't his fault. It was me, okay? Because I hadn't shaved for like a day or so. And I had, my hair was like standing up straight. It was just unbelievable. So I got two pictures taken, but they're good. Somebody's going to get a great Halloween costume out of that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but you know what? It only takes a second to figure out. You know, lighting is so simple. You know, a little bit of lighting adjustment, a couple of clamp lights.
Yeah, well, they don't know clamp lights. They were just like in a hurry to get it done.
Sure.
And then you know, but so I will. I'll take it to the. So I guess I have to go to the post office now because I've filled the form out and everything.
Oh, okay, yeah. So now you got to go wait in line. So we all have our our sightseeing license a couple of times a year. A couple of officers from the Hackney Division come around.
The Hackney Boys.
The Hackney Boys.
Boy, too, there's a TV show in that.
Yeah,
isn't there?
That's right.
It's not Spencer for Hire, but I think it's got possibilities. It's the Hackney Boys.
That's right. They're tracking down tour guides without licenses.
That's right. Can you see them, like, four or five guys up against the wall with their hands up?
Oh yeah.
Like, trying to get a sneak a license.
Sometimes on like a Saturday afternoon down there in Trolleyland, you'll hear somebody saying Hackney's coming, and you'll see a half a dozen trolley drivers just taking off for the woods. If we had
not a lot of woods down there either.
Well, we do have the Instant Forest. There's a place down on Central Wharf. All these streets are wharfs, and it's between the Harbor Towers and the building and the building that that used to be a phone company building, but where the old schoolhouse used to be. But the building that houses Legal Seafoods. And one day we were down there and we were parking our trolleys on this empty lot, and there were cars parked around it, and literally we came down the next day, and there was a forest there. They had come in overnight, and they had put in all these full-grown trees.
Well, that's nice.
And so it's kind of like there were so many trees, actually, they had to take several out.
Oh.
So there is a forest down there, and that's where we all run it's like revenue are coming,
Well, that's great. This is, I find out more fascinating stuff. Any more Paul Revere news we got to know about?
Some people don't realize that Paul Revere, he did have the two wives.
I had heard this.
And the first wife died, one of the leaders of the revolution in those days, they called themselves the Committee for Safety. Publicly, they were the Sons of Liberty. But one of the leaders of this community was Dr. Joseph Warren, and he was a terrific doctor. And the first Mrs. Revere had been sick for quite some time, and of course Paul Revere worked very hard. And because he needed the money, he didn't have, we only had eight by then, but he had all the kids and he had the house and so forth. And so he didn't have a lot of money. And so Dr. Warren called him in and he said, your wife has 6 months to live. He says, I can't pay the bill. Gave her another 6 months.
Okay. Jack Hart, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
By the way, he'll be at Jim's Comedy Discount Comedy Shop.
That's right. That's right. The
jokes are cheap. Absolutely.
That's right. We stole them all.
There we go. Thanks a lot.
Anytime.
Nice
Thank
to have you.
Always
here.
A pleasure.
20 after midnight, and this is WBZ News Radio 1030.
Don't just listen. Call and contribute. 617-254-1030 or 888-WBZ-1030. This is Weekend Live on WBZ News Radio 1030.
And a good morning to you. It's Bruce Stevens here until 5 o'clock in the morning on WBZ News Radio 1030. Numbers are 617-254-1030 or the toll-free number 888-929-1030. You can use either one of those. The second number is toll-free, as I said, and it won't cost you anything, which is a good deal. Let's see, some stuff we're going to cover tonight. Red Sox stink it up again, and they lose. This time 4-2, David Price was supposed to pitch, and he didn't. And there was a bit. I mean, what a big deal was made of this whole thing, because Price had this run-in with Dennis Eckersley on an airplane about a month ago, and this has been kind of hanging around. And when people with the Red Sox said the whole thing, the matter was cleared up and stuff. It really, I don't think, has been cleared up. But anyway, David Price is supposed to pitch, and there was thought that if he pitched, there may be a lot of boos coming his way. And by that, I mean the sound you make with your mouth, not an alcoholic beverage. As it turns out, anyway, he has a sore elbow and has been put on the 10-day disabled list. And so, therefore, Rick Porcello started the game tonight, and Porcello's year has been a little shaky, and I think he's now 4-14, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, they play again tomorrow night against Kansas City. And Kansas City has now won 9 games in a row. They are probably the hottest team in Major League Baseball right now. So that's one thing. So 4-2, the Kansas City Royals win over the Red Sox. I do have a poll, I have a poll. I make these up every time we do this show, which is about every, 3 weeks or so. And when I'm here for Bradley J, we also throw one of these polls together because they're kind of fun. And I think I may even have a couple of I know I have at least one repeat question in here because I steal these questions from a book. And not all of them. I make up a few. But I do steal many of them. So we'll get to that in a minute, and I'll give you the questions. Also, some stuff I want to cover. It's been a big week for Trump, hasn't it? Big week for the president. A lot of stuff happening. Spicy's gone. Sean Spicer out as the press secretary. And also, who else? Somebody. It was a couple of others, too. I'll get the whole list here in a minute and pass that along to you. But there's a question here. This is an article in the New York Times written by a writer by the name of Austin Ramsey, but it's spelled R-A-M-Z-Y, not like Frank Ramsey that used to play for the Celtics years and years ago. This is spelled differently. That sounds the same. The question is in this article, what if Donald Trump ordered a nuclear strike on China? And the question was put to an admiral who is the Pacific Fleet's commander. This guy runs the Pacific Fleet, and he said that if President Trump ordered a nuclear strike, that he would comply. He said the answer would be yes, and he's the head guy of the Pacific Fleet. And his name is Admiral Scott H. Swift. Admiral Swift was speaking at Australian National University, and he said his answer was a reflection of the principle of civilian control over the military. He said every member of the U.S. military has sworn an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to obey the officers and the President of the United States as the Commander-in-Chief appointed over us, he said. So according to him, if the order came down, and, you know, we've seen these movies. I mean, we've all seen the movies where, you know, they got like the two guys in a silo, down in the silo, and they have to turn their keys at the same time. And then you've had the nuclear submarines where they have the nuclear missile launches. What was the one I'm thinking of? Crimson Tide. That's what it was. Crimson Tide. Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington were in that. And that was a question of the order had come down to fire some missiles, but the order was it ended in the middle of it. And they didn't really know whether the order was there and should be carried out or if the order was not there. So they didn't really know because they didn't have the end of the message. So it was a big argument that went on. You've probably seen the movie. And in that movie, what was interesting is in the Hunt for Red October, which featured Sean Connery and Scott Glenn and some other people, they did have the cooperation of the United States Navy, and they were able to get various scenes for the movie. Crimson Tide, they didn't. The Navy didn't give permission for them to use footage of the submarines, so they did go out and they waited for one of the big boats to go out, and they got some shots of it in order to work into the movie. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they got in trouble for that. They could very well have. But I guess the Navy doesn't own the ocean. They did own the submarine. I don't know how, or the American people actually own the submarine. We pay taxes. I try to send my taxes right directly to the Navy. That's an interesting question too. If you could send your taxes, say you've got X amount of taxes you pay, income taxes, let's say, and you could designate where they would go. You get to write down on a form when you send it in. The form would say, where do you want these taxes to go? Maybe they'd even give you some choices. You know, maybe you'd have like a menu and you'd get to pick. You know, maybe you want yours to go to the Navy or the Air Force, or you'd like it to go to Human Services, or maybe to, some other cabinet position, some other branch of government. That'd be kind of interesting, I think. But it wouldn't work because there'd be certain branches of government that would probably get less stuff. Like, you know, the guys in agriculture, they may not get the amount of money that they would need in order to run the thing if we were able to choose. Because that's, for a lot of people, that's the less glamorous aspect of government. That would be the Department of Agriculture. I personally think it's great because I love cows and stuff, but not everybody does. 617-254-1030, 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030, 888-929-1030. I will also tell you in a few minutes about June Foré. June Foré died at the age of 99, and she's I never knew this was the woman. She was a voice of a cartoon character, and one that I happen to think is just great. Doesn't mean you have to, but you might, and we'll find out in just a few minutes. So the question I ask you is, you put yourself, if you could, put yourself in the position of this admiral. The admiral, again, was Admiral Scott H. Swift. He said that if President Trump passed along an order to attack China with nuclear weapons, he said he would do it. The answer would be yes. Would you do it? That's the question. So you're sitting there in your office on board, I don't know, a ship or in a submarine, or you're at some, and you're in a plane maybe, and the order comes down. It says, we're going to bomb so-and-so, and we want to, it's going to start at X hour, and we want to make sure that everybody's on board with it. Would you say yes? Or would you say, I know more about this than the president does, which apparently is true in so many instances, that you would just say, all right, I'm not doing this. I'm sorry. I know I've thought this through in my head. I know it's not supposed to be this way, but that's the way it is. This is WBZ News Radio 1030.
The WBZ Morning News with traffic and weather together every day at 5 a.m. The News Watch never stops. You're listening to Weekend Live on WBZ News Radio 1030.
And the WBZ four-day AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Dave Bowers. Cloudy overnight, 63. Saturday, mostly cloudy, windy, unseasonably cool. High only to 70. There could be a bit of rain or drizzle at times on the Cape and the islands. Temperatures staying in the 60s. Saturday night, clearing, breezy, low 61. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and nice. High 76. Monday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high of 80. Right now, 64 in Beverly. It's 66 in Watertown. 73 here on Soldiers Field Road at WBZ News Radio 1030. I have four lines open right now. 617-254-1030. 888-929-1030. 888-929-1030. Here's your poll for tonight. Okay. Question number one. Have you ever talked a police officer into not giving you a ticket? Say a police officer pulls you over because you're speeding, or you have a light out, or you have whatever. Speeding would be probably the best example of this. And so you decide you're going to be nice and smooth and be nice to the police officer, which you should be anyway, and see if maybe you can weasel yourself out of the ticket. Have you ever done that? Number two, if you have one current writer. If you could have one current writer, somebody like, I don't know, James Patterson or, I don't know, who else am I thinking of here? Lee Child. That's who I'm thinking of. If you could have one current writer write your biography, who would you pick? Who would you pick for that? If you had to spend 1 year alone in the wilderness, and again, this is in the wilderness now, where would you go? Where in the wilderness would you go for a whole year? And you couldn't change. That was it. You're stuck. And if you were instantly able to play one musical instrument perfectly that you never have played before, what would it be? I think I would go with either, I love the French horn. I think I would go with the French horn there and maybe, I don't know, maybe a woodwind instrument. Is the oboe? I think the oboe is a woodwind, if I'm not mistaken. All right, I'd go with the oboe or a French horn, one or the other. And when I say French horn, I'm not talking about the pastry. I'm talking about the actual horn that you play. You know, something like that. So those are the questions. And if you'd like to answer one or all of those, I hope you will call 617-254-1030 or 888-929-1030. Okay, we're going to give you one more shot here at this this little thing. And this is comes to us from the New York Times. The commander of the United States Pacific Fleet was asked a hypothetical question during a talk on Thursday in Australia. If the president ordered a nuclear strike on China, would he comply? He said yes. That would be Admiral Scott H. Swift. Admiral Swift speaking in Australia when this happened. And Captain Charlie Brown, really, I'm not kidding, I didn't make this up. Captain Charlie Brown, a spokesman for the United States Pacific Fleet, said the premise of the question about using nuclear weapons against China was ridiculous and not something Admiral Swift had raised himself. No immediate official response from China, by the way, on this thing. That's just great. You know, they're over there and they're listening to this. Nuclear weapons, oh my God. Yeah. So how would you handle it? That's a tough one. And I think it is because, for me anyway, it's because I've been influenced by various movies. Well, I mentioned June Foray. June Foray, 99 years old, has passed away. And June Foray was the voice of one of my all-time favorite cartoon characters, Rocky the Flying Squirrel. I love that show. This was a show that was on television from 1959 through 1961. That was Rocky and his friends, and the show ran on ABC weekday afternoons. And then from 1959, then it became the Bullwinkle Show, and it was on NBC from 1961 to 1964, first in primetime, and then later on the daytime schedule. And June Foray, who, as I mentioned, passed away. She was 99 years old, was the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel and some other characters as well. And I did. It was interesting. In this article, I saw the name of Doss Butler. Doss Butler was the voice of Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, and many of the other Hanna-Barbera characters. And years ago, oh my God, no, he's going to tar one of those old stories again. Years ago, when I worked at this radio station back in the late 80s, I was lucky enough to have Doss Butler on the program one day. It was like a Thursday, I think. And so I had him on a Thursday, and he did all the characters and stuff, and it was a really good, you know, really good thing. He was on the phone. Next day, several people from the news department come running in, and they said, what did you do to that poor man? I said, what do you mean, what did I do to him? They said, he died. I thought, great. Yeah, so that was his last Huckleberry Hound appearance was with yours truly. But and I felt pretty bad about that, as most people would. It is 19 minutes before 1 o'clock. This is Weekend Live, and we would do it till 5 o'clock in the morning here, WBZ, News Radio 1030, 617-254-1030, and 888-929-1030. Those would be the numbers. Here is Mike in Roslindale. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Bruce.
You are on WBZ, Mike. Did you know that?
Bruce.
Pretty
Thank
exciting,
you.
Isn't it?
It is exciting.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, what's the quiz questions? Throw them at me, Bruce.
The quiz questions? This would be the official poll, Mike.
All right,
we're talking about.
Poll. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Have you ever tried to talk a police officer out of giving you a ticket?
Well, not exactly talk, but try to discourage him by kissing up to him. You know, the 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock position on the wheel, and the light, you know, dashboard map light on, and being real polite to him. Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, it works most of the time, but when it doesn't work, boy, do I get mad after he leaves, Bruce.
Right. If you could have one current writer write your biography, who would you pick?
The name of that writer would be Penelope Ward.
Penelope Ward.
Yeah, she's a romance writer.
A romance? Oh, happens, I see. I see what you're going for.
Happens to be my sister, Bruce.
Really?
Yes.
Your sister is a romance writer?
Yeah, everybody out there, Google Penelope Ward, and you'll be surprised. She does really well.
Oh, okay, good for her. If you had to spend 1 year alone in the wilderness, remember now, it's in the wilderness, where would you go?
1 year alone in the wilderness, where would I go? It has to be the wilderness,
it
right?
Does.
So it's not a state park or anything, right?
Well, I don't know, a state park. Some state parks would qualify, some wouldn't. But
wow.
If you want to take a state park, I guess we
It would have to be somewhere in California, because I definitely wouldn't go anywhere in Maine, Bruce, because I'd freeze my butt off.
That you would, and probably you'd do that right about now, actually, if you were to go there tonight.
Right. You said 1 year, right, in the wilderness?
1 year, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, definitely be in California, so at least, you know, if I didn't have any food And thank God I wouldn't get attacked by any animals. At least I'll be able to just lie there and not freeze to death.
Right. Now, you'd have a certain level of comfort.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Question four. If you were instantly able to play one musical instrument perfectly that you'd never been able to play before, what instrument would it be?
Oh, it would definitely be lead guitar.
Lead guitar.
The electric lead guitar, I mean, because it's just, you'd be a rock god if you can do
you
that.
You would be
know?
A rock god.
I actually play guitar and I play piano. But definitely don't play lead guitar. Sort of play rhythm guitar and play piano and write music. But lead guitar, you know.
That's the hip way to go, I think. Yeah.
The hip way to go.
What
yeah.
kind of guitar do you have?
I have a lot of crappy cheap guitars. I don't have any. I'm not one of those guitar fanatics that goes out to the store and buys a $3,000 guitar. No way, not me.
Well, sounds like my son. Anyway. But I guess, if you got the money and you want to do it, whatever. That would be an individual choice now, wouldn't it?
It would.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you very much. That's the poll for tonight. Do you feel a certain accomplishment now?
I do.
Yeah, I figured you would. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. See, people are fulfilled when they get done with these polls. 16 to 1 is the time. Katie in Medford, you're next on WBZ. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good if my throat doesn't leave me here.
Oh.
Same. Yeah. Little cold thing.
I guess. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's no big deal. But
it is. Take care of
yourself. So how are you this fine night?
I'm doing well. I just got done performing, actually. I'm a singer, and I perform every Friday, Saturday, and I always listen to you on the ride home.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Where do you sing?
All over the place. Tonight I was at the Loft. North Andover.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
On the Odyssey a lot, too. So, yeah, it's fun.
Oh, cool. What kind of stuff do you sing?
Everything, you name it. I have a big band, and then I have an acoustic thing going on. We do whatever people want us to do,
You have a big band, really?
Yeah, not big band, like swing 40s stuff. Uh-huh. I mean, like a general business band, wedding band.
I see.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds great.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, how long have you been doing that?
My God. Probably ever since I moved out here about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I love it. I absolutely love it. There's so much opportunity out here. I'm from Flint, Michigan originally. So I'm permanently here now. I love it here. Anyway, so.
So how was Flint?
Flint! Ugh. Well, I guess everybody knows how Flint is doing. Flint was not a great place to grow up, but I still have loved ones there.
But you got through it, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have some interesting experiences. I grew up in a not very great neighborhood, held up at gunpoint in my own neighborhood.
Held up at gunpoint?
Yes.
Well, that's.
That's very exciting, yeah.
And what did you do when you were held up at gunpoint?
I mean, I was with my uncle.
Yeah.
We were at a bank, actually. And I was driving. We left the bank, got into my car, and this group of three men came over. And I saw them coming, but he didn't. So I shut my door faster than he did, my uncle. Mm-hmm. And they forced his door back open. They took everything from him. And I, for some reason, but they came around to my side. It's kind of a weird story. They came around to my side, and I was completely freaked out, and I locked my door, and for some reason, they didn't really bother trying any harder.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back around to his side, and they got the gun out, and they just said, give us everything, or we'll pop you both.
Nice. Yeah.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those life experiences.
Now, you haven't had any experience like that in Boston, though.
No, I have not, believe it or not. No. No, I love it out here. Absolutely love it out here.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, did you call for a particular reason, or you just wanted to do a chat?
Well, I mean, I love chatting with you. I called because I thought the poll was interesting.
Okay. Would you like me to run that by you?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
Unless you want to just chat. I mean, I'd love to answer the questions.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right. Well, let's do that because I've got to take a break here in just a minute or two.
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. Have you ever talked a police officer out of giving you a ticket?
Yes. Once again, in Flint, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
There was this female police officer that had pulled me over once before and hadn't given me a ticket. I was a teenager. I'd just gotten my license. I was going maybe 10 over. But it was in a neighborhood. I got it. I understood. And she, you know, let me off. But then the next time it was the same woman, and she pulled out at the same time I did on the same street. So she was on one side of the street. I was on the other. Pulled out. And then she pulled me over randomly. It was bizarre because we were going the same speed. And so she said, look what you made me do. You made me pull over. And I said, I didn't make you do anything. Of course, I wasn't sweet. I should have been nice. But I was like, I didn't make you do anything. And also, you pulled out at the same time I did. How on earth did you clock me speeding? Like, she told me I had been speeding. And yeah. I was like, we were driving the same speed.
Yeah.
She said, I clocked you going 60 in a 35.
Right. Uh-huh. Sure you did.
And so, but yeah, so I just told her, and I fully respect police officers, but I was just very frank with her. I don't speed. I've literally never had a speeding ticket. I don't speed. There was that one time that caught me going over.
Kissing up in a situation like that probably would help.
I didn't. I totally didn't. I just explained to her. I wasn't mean, but I just said, look, I know I wasn't speeding. You pulled out right across from me. I can tell you exactly where it happened. It's impossible for me to have accelerated to 60. It's impossible. You were with me the whole time.
Sounds like it would be a tough thing. Okay, quickly.
Well, she was like, you're right. So she didn't.
Okay, quickly, we'll just speed through the rest of these.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. If you could have one current writer write your biography, who would it be?
Richard Bach.
All right.
I love him. Anyway, yeah, I love the way he writes.
Number three, if you had to spend 1 year alone in the wilderness, where would you go?
Believe it or not, it would be here in New England because I understand the landscape and I'm actually a very outdoors person and I can handle the winter.
Oh, okay. All right. And hopefully you like leaves because there'll be a lot of those pretty soon.
Oh, I'm a Girl Scout all the way.
There you go.
I know how to build forts, build fires, you name it.
Oh, wow. All right.
Catch and gut a fish, you name it.
Oh, she's a regular fish gutter.
I am.
There you go. If you had to spend, we already did that. All right, here's number four. If you were instantly able to play one musical instrument that you'd never been able to play before, what would it be?
Well, I already play the oboe. I thought you might appreciate that.
Oboe. All right, good.
But I already play it. So the one that I would choose would be, believe it or not, I would play the cello.
Oh, that's great. That's a good choice. Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Katie, really good to talk to you. Will you call again?
Absolutely. I love listening to you. So thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. And you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right.
Katie in Medford, thank you. And we'll have more calls coming right up 10 minutes before 1 o'clock. This is WBZ News Radio 1030.
Don't just listen. Call and contribute. 617-254-1030. Or 888-WBZ-1030. This is Weekend Live on WBZ News Radio 1030.
And it's 7 minutes before 1 o'clock. This is WBZ in Boston. I'm Bruce Stevens here with Weekend Live. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Those are the numbers. And by now, I'm sure you've heard about or seen that convicted pedophile priest Paul Shanley is back amongst the rest of us, as it were. Let's see here. I had a little article about this. Lawyers for sexual abuse survivors are heartened by the governor, Charlie Baker, and his vocal support for a review of the standards to civilly commit criminal sexual predators ahead of the anticipated release of convicted pedophile priest Paul Shanley. You know, I got to say this. These people make me sick. Sometimes it's almost more than you can handle. I remember I was on the air on another station in this area the day or the night after Father Gagin was killed. Do you remember that? I'm trying to think of the year, but I can't nail it down. But someone got into his jail cell and killed him. And there were a number of theories floating around at that point. But anyway, It was 2003. Okay, 2003. Shanley, anyway, is released, and I'm thinking to myself, how would you like to live next door to him? Well, you might be perfectly safe if you didn't have any little kids. Just amazing. I guess what are you going to do? I mean, you can't. I guess you can't very well, under the present circumstances and laws, can't very well keep him in jail for the rest of his life, or could you? But this is just such a slap in the face to all of these people that have undergone this abuse by Shanley and others, and it's just so. It's just kind of crawl. You feel your skin starting to crawl. Anyway, so that's out there tonight, too, and we'll maybe get into that a little bit. And there's some Trumpian stuff here. There always is. There's always Trump stuff. There's a ton of it. People that have resigned or been fired or whatever this week. Also, I'm fascinated here by Donald Trump with this a transgender policy change for the military. And this was one of the big Twitter announcements, because God forbid if you don't use Twitter, somebody might actually be able to ask you a few questions, and you wouldn't want that to happen. He comes out with this thing about that transgender people can't serve. He will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in the U.S. military in any capacity whatsoever, and which is just ridiculous, because whatever you think about transgender people, I mean, perhaps you're uncomfortable with it. I don't know. Maybe you are. But the fact of the matter is, if somebody's willing to put their life on the line for the country, and, you know, and they're willing to undergo all the training and everything that one needs to go through, I don't really see what the big deal is. The biggest thing that from this, it's like, according to this article that I have here in front of me from the Globe, says three theories on the timing behind Trump's transgender policy change. Here's theory number one. It's the big theory. I think it's to take attention away from, the Russian thing, the fact that you can't get any health care thing through Congress, the fact you haven't been able to get to your tax relief thing yet, the fact that your son-in-law and your son are both on the griddle regarding this Russian thing. I mean, the list just goes on and on. But as far as I'm concerned, it sounds to me like a big smokescreen. And when you're paying attention to this, and a lot of people do pay attention to this, because it upsets them when he comes out with one of these, announcements, pronouncement, if you will. And it's just, again, hideous. But so we have that as well. Plenty of stuff. Plenty of stuff, my friends. We certainly have a lot of it. And we, of course, will continue here till 5 o'clock in the morning. Maybe we'll talk, maybe not a lot, because we're not a sports show, really, but maybe we talk a little Red Sox later. Might do that. And the Patriots. The Patriots are at training camp again. And so a lot of stuff. And, of course, we have a big traffic snafu going on here with the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge over the Mass Pike. I believe it's just the eastbound side of this that is being affected right now, but it has done amazing things for traffic, and there are some snags. So, and I know Jack Hart's been a busy guy, because I had him in here a little while ago, and then he's got people in the building here coming up to him saying, "Yeah, how do I go? How do I go? How do I get home?" And he's the guy to ask, and he'll be coming up here in just a few minutes to get all of the traffic updated for you. So here are the numbers again, 617-254-1030. Or toll-free at 888-929-1030, 888-929-1030. This is WBZ News Radio 1030.
This is Weekend Live. Information, entertainment, and conversation provided every weekend. Right here on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Hour number two going on. It's Bruce Stevens here till 5 o'clock in the morning on WBZ News Radio 1030. I was seeing how President Trump had quite a week. I had quite a week myself, actually. I in the stupidity department, I think it would be very difficult to eclipse the week that I had. I oftentimes will lie on my bed and watch TV, and usually end up falling asleep after about 5 seconds. And so I took off my glasses and put them beside me on the bed, of course, and then wake up. And then when you do, of course, you're still half asleep and you roll over and crush the glasses. And so that was fun. I did take them to a, I guess it was Walmart. Yeah, I went into Walmart. And I said, you know, can you put these in some new frames, the lenses in some new frames? The lady said, no, I don't think I can match those, but I can fix them for you. So she takes them in the back room, and bing, bang, bang, comes back a few minutes later, and the glasses are all fixed. And I said, what do I owe you? Nothing. Okay, that's a good price. I'll take that. So that was good. And then a couple days later, there's a big box in the living room, and the box is on its side because the cats like to run in and play in it. So, and you know, God forbid you do anything to upset the cats, because I mean, they are the people, they run the place, no doubt about that. So anyway, so I'm walking into the living room with a glass of lemonade, raspberry lemonade, and it's got some ice cubes in it, and I'm walking, and one of the flaps on the box was coming out, and I caught it on my leg, and I went flying, landed on top of the box, crushing it, of course, but yet I still had enough sense to hold a glass up, and I didn't spill any of the lemonade, so that was good. So that didn't really cost much, but the cats were quite upset because their box got crushed. So today I have a new recliner I bought, and I had this delivered yesterday afternoon, actually, technically. And the thing hadn't been there more than 10 minutes, and there's a cat in it, you know, curled up. And they hey, nice, Dad. Thanks a lot. We really would like to have a new recliner. And they had one before, or actually I had one before, and we moved it out and got something different. They were very upset indeed. Anyway, so that's my week, or part of it anyway. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. This is WBZ, and Don in Belrica, you're next. Hi.
How you doing, Bruce?
Pretty good, Don. What's up?
I was going to say, with the police here and the getting out of the ticket.
Yeah.
I borrowed, I was out in Chicago, and I borrowed some close relatives' cars, and I parked it on the street, and they got a ticket. So they said, how'd you get this ticket? I said, I don't know. So I went down to the police, and they said, you're parked on the wrong side of the street. And I said, how could I be parked on the wrong side of the street? It's the middle of June. And they said, oh, we do the odd side of the street for street cleaning. They're from the Boston area. They said, we only do that during a snowstorm.
Yeah. So they do it all the time. They do it in the summer and everything.
So they ripped up the ticket.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. The lady says, aren't you going to pay the fine? She says, no, I'm not paying any fine. You know,
so they waited for the sergeant
to come in.
Just kind of get tough about it. You know, you're all set, right? You just, you know, lay the law down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, sometimes that doesn't work too well, but many times it will.
So I'm saying about Father Shamley, you know, this society's cuckoo. They're going after this guy. I seen him on there. The guy's old and dilapidated. They should be worried about these young predators going out molesting children.
Well, I should be worried about all of them, frankly.
But he's practically on the last leg. I mean, what he do is bad, but you have to worry about the current ones.
Yeah, well, you have a point, and you know, I can't argue with you, Don. Thank you. It is a good point. I mean, you know, Father Shanley, although I don't know, he seems, I don't know the man. I probably shouldn't really judge, should I now? No, that probably wouldn't be good. Oh, I know what I wanted to mention. There was a story in the news as I was listening, and as I'm sure you were, regarding power outages in the Carolinas. And they were talking about they were out for quite a while. I'm curious as to what is the longest, just do this for a minute, just for fun. What is the longest power outage you have ever had? The longest time that you can remember that you have been without power, when was it and what was the circumstance? Was it a hurricane? Was it a snowstorm? Was it a tornado? What was it? 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Give that some thought. I can guarantee you that every one of us has something. We can think of a time when the power went out. I can recall a time when the power went out at my house. And my son was with me that weekend. And he was, I can't remember how old he was. He was younger. And by younger, I don't mean like 23. I mean, he was younger, like, you know, 10 or so, something like that, maybe. And this is a kid that never, you know, when I was growing up, I always played outside. I mean, that was the deal. You know, you were sent outside. You played softball, baseball, football, rode your bike, you know, played cowboys and Indians, you know, whatever. You know, we just made stuff up. My son was never particularly like that, and a lot of it wasn't his fault because there weren't really a lot of kids around in the neighborhood where I lived. So I didn't really have anybody to hang out with. Anyway, it's just that, you know, there's a big difference, I think, between kids of yesteryear and today. But anyway, he didn't have anything to do because everything that he likes to do involved the computer or something like that. And there was no power, so that was kind of tough. And this went like for 2 or 3 days like this, and it was darn frustrating. My sister, I remember during an ice storm, I believe she was out of power for 8 days straight. 8 days, because we were doing a radio show in Hartford, and my partner and I used to call her up on a daily basis just to see, you know, how things were going and how, you know, they were making out up there and everything, and how, you know, how long they thought it was going to be before the power got back on. That was kind of interesting. So take a minute and trot over to the phone, or just grab your phone if it's right there with you. And even if you're half asleep, just get up and, you know, do this, if you would do this for me. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. You can call that second number from any place in the continental United States, and it's a free call. Okay, it won't cost you anything. So we want to make sure you have that so you can call in and get on the show, you know, quite frequently. I mean, obviously you can be on once a week, but, you know, you can be on all the shows once in a week's period. So tell me the longest time that you can remember, or I'm looking for stuff that's interesting. I'm looking for interesting scenarios, all right? So I call up. I want you to call up. You tell Andrew when he's producing the show. Say, "Oh my God, I've got the most interesting story. I just have to tell you." All right, you can do that right now. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. A free call, that'll work. This is Weekend Live, and we will get some of these on. Longest time you've ever been without electricity. You can call us right now. WBZ News Radio 1030.
Your opinion. We want to hear from you. 888-929-1030 or 617-254-1030. This is Weekend Live on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Coming up on 120 on WBZ, and it will be cloudy overnight tonight, 63, and it's not going to be very warm. Right, 60s, basically. 61, 62, 63, somewhere in there. The Sunday weather now, that's going to be good. Partly sunny and a high of 76. Monday, sunny and pleasant, high of 80. It's 72 right now here on Soldiers Field Road at WBZ News Radio at 1030. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Toll-free call, the second one. And I'm looking for the longest time you've gone without electricity, without power, because of a natural phenomena. I mean, or you could include, you know, hopefully this hasn't happened. You could include a time when maybe something blew up, but I hope that didn't happen to you. Because that's not, obviously, that's not good. But if you had an electrical malfunction of some sort, you had a storm come through, electrical storm, a tornado, just a lot of heavy wind, a snowstorm in the winter, a blizzard, something like that, knocks out the power. And so how long were you out for it? It can get pretty, you can get ready to scream. I mean, big time with that, can't you? I mean, because it's just frustrating. Frustrating is what it is. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. is the number. Roy in Rhode Island. Hello, Roy.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. It is good. It is morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm all messed up.
That's all right. My man from Maine.
You got it.
Love it. Love it. Well, several things. First of all, on the power thing, it's happened to me twice. Back in 1916, September, 5 days because of Hurricane Donna.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was a couple of years ago we had a microburst blow through, and that was the second 5 days. And in both cases, we lost a lot of food. It was very, very difficult, and it was very, very frustrating.
Yeah. Now, what's the story on the food? I mean, is there any way to recover a monetary settlement for that kind of thing? Because, or is it just forget it, too bad, you lose, something like that?
What happened was I put a claim with the insurance company. They wanted to raise my homeowner's rates, even though it was an act of God.
Hmm.
So I said, forget it. I lost $300 worth of food in both cases.
Obviously, that's a lot, but you probably would have ended up paying more if you'd have gone through the insurance thing.
Right, and the thing that really made me mad, I just went out shopping August 3rd a few years ago when I got my my retirement check, and then the next morning between 6 and 6:30, this microburst comes through with 80-mile-an-hour winds and just knocked us out.
Wow.
And was pretty hard to replace all that food. I had to get some help from friends.
Yeah, no, I can understand. That's a lot. So did trees come down and that kind of
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened was I at the time I was involved in my local and state civil defense.
Mm-hmm.
There was a utility truck down the end of the street. He couldn't do anything. He had to stay there for 5 days because they were doing other things, and he couldn't make any repairs or do anything. They wouldn't send anybody to help him restore the power on our street until near the end.
Well, that sounds like a stupid setup, if I say so myself.
Yeah, and this guy slept in his truck for 5 days. So,
oh, that's ridiculous.
We got together and to show our appreciation. We knew it wasn't his fault, but we got together and we made sure he was hydrated, and he had to frequently start his truck up because it was hot,
mm-hmm.
It was humid, but it was a dumb setup and a dumb thing.
Yeah.
For the electric company to do. They were at that time there were 125,000 people statewide without power.
Uh-huh. Well, so, the guy sitting in his truck certainly wasn't going to help getting it back on anytime soon.
No, because he couldn't get any help.
Yeah.
I see up in Maine they're closing in there, or if they haven't closed, they will be closing another logging mill up in Skowhegan, I believe it is.
Maybe. There is one there, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. They just
190 people going to be out of work.
Yep.
No jobs for them. It's terrible. We're importing so much lumber from Canada now. It's killing us.
Yeah. It's frustrating to me because I grew up 300 yards from a paper mill, and I remember going out there almost every day of my life seeing this thing, and then all of a sudden now you drive into town and there's nothing. I mean, it's there, but it's just nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing going on.
Your comment about Donald Trump, it's a lot of distraction, and frankly, I'm tired of it. Just to divert things, he will come up and do things to try to distract us from what really needs to be addressed. And I don't know how you feel about it, but again, I am very, very tired of all this.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I think it's a big thank you, Roy, by the way. I think it's a big clown show is what it is. I'm sorry, but and I wish I could be. Maybe I'm not really terribly objective, because as I said before on this show, and I, you know, many times, I just have never liked the man. I'm sorry, and I just don't, and it's not going to change. And I mean, I don't want to see anything bad happen to him. I don't want to see anything like that, or, you know, that's not what it's about. I just, you know, here we go again. Just a tremendous lack of any kind of presidential leadership, as far as I'm concerned. That might be an interesting question, too. I know we're kind of hopping around here a little bit, because we do tend to hop around. But, you know, if you were a Trump supporter when all of this started to happen, I remember I was here, I remember quite vividly, and Dan Ray was here, too. And I recall that when Trump announced he was going to run, everybody's in here, they were all laughing, You know, we're thinking like, yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, that's a good one. That's pretty funny. And then he did run. And the more he ran, the more he won. And But I wonder now, I still have yet to come to grips with why so many people supported him and still do support him, I suspect. Although I would think that maybe some of that support has softened a bit. I don't know. You'd have to tell me on that. But, you know, here we go again. We have a situation where his butt is in a sling, basically, you know, over this stuff with Russia and the fact that the health care thing didn't get passed. And it goes on and on and on. And members of his family getting, you know, sautéed, if you will. So in order to take attention away from all of that stuff, we get, oh, we're not going to allow transgenders in the military anymore. No, it costs too much. You know, they need to spread some big bunch of bunk about that. And you go back and actually look into it, and you find out that it's not that way at all. Oh, it costs too much, and it's this and that. No, it doesn't. No, it's not that big a deal. I don't know. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030, a free call from just about anywhere in America. I'd say the continental United States are all set. Feel free to call us. We'd be happy to get you on. If you're wondering about the Red Sox tonight, Kansas City 4, Boston 2. Rick Porcello on the mound and gave up two home runs, one a three-run shot by Mike Moustakas. Did I get that right? I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And the other one was the catcher. What was his name? Is it Salvador Perez, I think? I don't want to get these things wrong, but I think that's what it is. Anyway, so the Red Sox end up losing again, and Kansas City now has won 9 games in a row, and they're playing again tonight later on, and then tomorrow there's also another game. So there's a couple more chances for the Red Sox to lose. That starts to sting after a while. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. And I do have the poll. Poll questions are, if you're just tuning in, you just got up, you're just getting home, you're driving home, whatever you're doing, I hope you don't get hung up in that Mass Pike debacle with the bridge over Commonwealth Avenue and the repairs going on there. Because it's going to be that way for, about 3 weeks. You'll be grumbling. I bet there'll be some grumbling coming from you. I'm quite sure. Questions from the poll, if you want to take it. Have you ever talked your way out of a ticket with a police officer? Or have you ever tried? And maybe you tried and it didn't work out. If you could have one current writer write your biography, who would you pick? Question 3, if you had to spend 1 year alone in the wilderness, where would you go? And again, it's in the wilderness. And number 4, if you were instantly able to play one musical instrument perfectly that you never have played before, what would it be? Which musical instrument would it be? So those are the poll questions. You can take those and be happy to administer the poll if you'd care to call. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Couple of lines open. And for Matt in Danvers, hold on, Matt. We'll get to you in a second. We got to take a break here shortly for the news, get you updated, and see who else in the Trump administration might have been blown out the door today or whatever, because there have been some changes made, if you haven't been following that. Reenst, is it Priebus? Let me make sure I get that right. It's more difficult to actually remember his first name than his last. He has either resigned or been fired. I'm not sure which, and you'd never know anyway, because if somebody told you, you'd question as to whether or not you could believe it. So, but he's not there anymore anyway, and he's been replaced by John Kelly. All right? And, of course, we had Spicy. That's what they call him on the Saturday Night Live bit. Sean Spicer gone. He resigned, several days ago. So he's not there anymore. And there have been a couple of others, too, as well. So I'm sure the news, when we get to CBS here, they'll get it all updated for us. And then we'll take some more calls, because we do have one line open now, 617-254-1030, 617-254-1030. My name is Bruce Stevens. You're listening to Weekend Live. This is WBZ News Radio 1030. And we will have lots more of your phone calls coming right up after we check the news right here on WBZ.
Local or national, we discuss the issues that affect your life. Join the program by calling 617-254-1030. This is Weekend Live on WBZ News Radio 1030.
You know, I just realized something. I never got to go to camp. I so many kids get to go to camp, and I never went to camp. We had a camp, actually. We'd rent a camp on a lake a couple of weeks in the summer, but I never got a chance to go with a bunch of kids to camp. So I'm feeling kind of sad about that right now. I guess I never really thought about that before. I'm not going to break into tears or anything like that, but it's just kind of, other kids got to go. Kids across the street went. I never got to go. Bummer. WBZ 4-day AccuWeather forecast. Dave Bowers says cloudy overnight, low 63 Saturday. Cloudy, windy, and unseasonably cool. High around 70. There'll be a bit of rain or drizzle at times on the Cape and the islands. Temperature staying in the 60s. Saturday night, clearing, breezy 61. Partly sunny Sunday, 76. Up to 80 on Monday, sunny and pleasant. 66 in Avon, 70 in Cambridge, 72 here on Soldiers Field Road at WBZ News Radio 1030. Those numbers again, 617-254-1030, 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Did you ever go to camp? Did you get to go to camp? I never got, I don't know. I mean, I know my son went to camp. I never did. What a bummer. You know where I'd like to go? I'd like to go to Blue Hill, Maine. That's where I'd like to go. I bet they can go to camp up there. Right?
And I would take you down to Begadoose Restaurant.
To what?
The Begadoose Restaurant.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, that's where I'd take you down for a fish sandwich.
I don't like fish. I hate fish.
Wait just a minute, Bruce. My cat's in the closet with me. I'll see if you can hear him purr yet. Hold on.
All right. Okay. This is big stuff here. I can hear him purring very loudly. Wow.
Could you hear him?
I don't know if the people at home can, but I can. It's very loud. My cat's loud. That's louder than my cat.
Yeah, well, I'm in a closet, and he was right. I put it right down to him, you know.
What are you doing in a closet?
Well, it's quieter there, and my voice is deeper.
Oh.
And I don't wake up my wife.
Oh, I see. Okay, I think we discussed this before. Yeah.
Take your pick of either one.
I'd go with the let's not wake up the wife.
Right. Yeah. He's gone out of the closet now anyway. So
there you go.
I say to Andrew, I'm always in the closet when I turn my radio down. There's no radio in here.
So do you got that big super-duper radio you bought? Is that what you're listening to?
That's why I know you're here. He woke me up, and I turned the radio on, and there's Bruce.
Uh-huh. That thing's working okay now? I thought it was broken.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, I was the time I couldn't get you before is the static. You know, sometimes when you have like a half mile, clouds, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Weather conditions,
The weather conditions really bother up here, you know.
So how that cat must be doing pretty well if he's purring like that.
He's been purring like that for a year, and he's down to still like 10 pounds. I got an appointment on the 17th of August. We keep going. We have different birthdays and stuff. We keep telling him he's got to stay alive till then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that?
How old is he anyway?
Right now he's 13 years and 4 months, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's not terribly old for a cat.
Now, our cats usually live to be like 19 to 21,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Well, I've had 17 cats and 9 dogs in my life.
17 cats.
Yeah.
Geez, I've never really counted them up, but I've had quite a few. Maybe 10.
Oh. 10 cats, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Something like that.
This is the only cat that I've ever put a nickel into, and I told him, I said, we'll just pay him until, I'm not going to operate on him. I just won't do that. So I'd like to get on with two of the subjects. The first one
is
the president. The president, I'm only going to say a couple things, and then let's just go on after that, because he's our president. He's our president, number one, right?
Well.
And you got to, wait a minute. I don't want you to just forget it after I tell you. Abe Lincoln was a bartender, and Jimmy Carter was a peanut salesman, right?
Right.
So
we don't know what's going to happen after this. It's in the Lord's hand, I guess. And I'm not religious that much, you know, but what happens will happen. He does open his mouth too much, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he'd tone it down just a little bit, you know, maybe more people would be, you know, might
if
actually...
I was, if I was the attorney general, I'd go into the baseball bat and break up that computer, number one.
No, well, I wouldn't blame him a bit.
That's right.
I wouldn't blame him a bit.
Now, back to the snowstorm.
Yes.
Goodbye, Donald. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Down.
Oh, he's probably up. He's up tweeting somebody right now.
Yeah.
I'm
we
sure
don't get
is.
Him in Blue Hill anyways. We don't get him up there. So I say what will happen, and so I hope everything works out.
Yeah.
1975 and 1993, we had two bad snowstorms, one in New York, and I don't know if I was up here or not, but they're both bad snowstorms. One, we had a fireplace, which didn't worry about anything. It's like you said, we had a freezers, and you don't unplug them, but we cooked up everything we had, and because we had a fireplace and we had a wood stove, so plenty of wood, and
mm-hmm.
That's the main thing, you know.
And oh yeah.
Protect candles. I never believed in candles. I always had different lights and stuff that made a difference.
Kerosene lanterns or something like that, maybe.
We back in the earlier days in '63, I think I had kerosene lanterns, but that didn't work out for me. I had kids would tip them over or something.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, so. You don't need that, no.
No, I just had batteries. And you could use a 12-volt battery, and I had to change over for that. For lights, electric lights, it'd be no problem, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a converter for that, you know.
Do you have, like, a generator?
No, just a regular 12-volt battery out of your car. You can have a converter, like when you have changeover from AC to DC, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hook it up to a regular 12-volt battery, and you can have lights, so.
Well, that sounds good. You feel kind of foolish? You feel kind of foolish sitting in that closet?
Not at all, no.
No, okay.
I enjoy just, myself.
It's just chicken.
Let's see. I wanted to tell you. Now you got me. I had one other thing I wanted to tell you, and I forgot. Oh, going to camp, right?
Yeah. I never got to go.
I never did either. See, I was born in 39, and, of course, 7 days we had 14 farms on our road. And all you had to do is go, like, a mile up the road, and the family up there, they had 19 kids, so... And we had 8, and there's one other family that had 12. So we had a camp whenever we wanted to go up the road, you know?
Yeah. You could have, like, dairy farm camp.
Oh, my gosh, we had more fun than going to camp, you know? We always had ponds and farm up hay lofts. And anything had been wrong, we had basketball nets up in there. We,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of hard work, too, though, you know? A lot of hard work.
Putting the hay in?
Putting the hay in. Yes, sir. Putting the hay in. Yep.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
Well,
like
if you're in shape for it, it's probably pretty good.
I'm in great shape, yeah. I'm 78, so I'm still, I got a good heart, good lungs, and good, kidneys.
I'm glad to hear that. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Some people say I just talk too much.
I don't think so.
So what else is going on before you go? You got a list of people coming up?
A list of people? On the phone, you mean?
No, I'm talking about you got a list of your what is that thing you have there?
The pole?
Yeah, the pole.
Yeah, I got the pole.
Okay, is that a flagpole or just a
No, it's
pole?
Just a regular pole.
Okay.
Would you like to participate?
Could I partake in that?
Sure, you can. Have you ever, I know you've done this, I can just tell, ever talked to or tried to talk a police officer out of a ticket?
I was in New Mexico in 71, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a T-shirt, a camel T-shirt, believe it or not, I had a camel T-shirt, which I hadn't worn, and I had one on a radio station,
mm-hmm.
and it hanging in my window, right?
And that
trooper stopped me. I was doing 95 in Amarillo, Texas.
95? That's pretty good.
Yep.
What'd that cost?
No, nothing.
You got out of it?
As long as you're not doing nothing. Matter of fact, I had a Cadillac pass me. He was doing over 100, you know. But this guy passed me, and the trooper passed me going after the Cadillac. This is the God's honest truth. He seen my camel T-shirt in the window, and he backed right up, got behind me, pulled me over, and he wanted that T-shirt. I said, well, sure, you can have it if you want to.
So you gave him the T-shirt, and he let you off the hook?
T-shirt. He didn't even ask me nothing else.
Well,
I don't know if he could have that camel T-shirt.
I said,
we sure can, you know.
All right.
He didn't. If we go, it burned rubber down the road, and about, probably 10 minutes down the road, he had the Cadillac pulled over.
Yep. Cadillac didn't have any T-shirts. He was out of luck.
I always say put something like that in a window.
Yeah.
I always donate to the state police, and they'll send you a little insignia that you can put in your window.
Yeah.
Of your car.
Sure. If you could have one current writer write your biography, who would it be?
Stephen King.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. If you had to spend 1 year alone in the wilderness, where would you go?
I would be right up here. Right up here in Maine.
Yeah.
I'd be up in a county. That's where I would be.
Oh, God. The county.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Bruce.
I went to school up there for two years. I know all about it.
Food galore. You just got to have a little a gun.
Well, I'm sure you could get one of those real easy up there. Shouldn't be a problem.
Matches. I ain't no good at sticks putting the fire together.
Exactly. All right, and finally, if you were instantly able to play one musical instrument perfectly that you have never played before, what would it be?
Piano.
Piano?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a piano?
No, my mother did, but my mother-in-law, she could play, but I never could.
You never could play, huh?
No. I would love to play the piano, yeah.
I could play it with one hand, but I can't play both hands independently of each other. I just can't do it.
What do you do with the other hand when you're playing the piano with the other hand?
Well, I'm playing the trumpet with. No, I'm just
no kidding.
No, I can't play it. I can do.
I got a friend that can pick up any instrument and play it.
Really?
Saxophone, guitar, banjo.
Wow.
Piano, and he's 70. I'll tell you, and he's good, and he can dance around and sing, and it's just a one man band. He is. Fun when you give him one glass of scotch. He's all set.
That's
you know?
Great. Just one glass of scotch.
Right, well, cruise along, Bruce. I shall.
Yeah. And you have a lovely weekend.
I will. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'm happy to do it. Kenny in Blue Hill. This is Bruce Stevens. It's WBZ News Radio 1030. And our number is 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Oh, boy. I tell you, we've just been bouncing all over the place here. Longest time you've been without electricity. Longest time you've been without electricity. You know what else I'd like to do? I'm being selfish. I admit it. I'm being very selfish. Since I never got to go to camp, maybe you could call me up. And this is the first time I've ever really given any thought to this at all. And I, you know, you could really help me. The thing that I found out over the years, and this goes back into the 80s for me, that the audience in this radio station is exceptional and it's different and people really, really care and they want to help. And so therefore I'm asking you to take a couple minutes and call up. If you've been to camp, I'm talking about one of these camps you go and you stay for like a week. If you ever got the chance to go to camp, maybe you could call and just tell me what one of the highlights or a couple of the highlights were. And if you never got to go to camp, you know, we could commiserate about that too. Cause I know exactly how you're feeling, and you know exactly how I'm feeling. So we should talk. That's what I'm thinking, like right about now. 617-254-1030 and 888-929-1030 on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Don't just listen. Call and contribute. 617-254-1030 or 888-929-1030. WBZ 1030. This is Weekend Live on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Bruce Stevens here. And this is, of course, hour number two, and we'll continue until 5 in the morning here on WBZ News Radio 1030. Well, if you're just tuning in and you haven't been with us in a while, we have covered a lot of ground here, and yet there's a lot more to cover. If President Trump called you up, say you were I like to just play these little games. Let's pretend you are the head of the Pacific Command, Admiral Scott H. Swift, and you're head of this Pacific Fleet. And the president calls you, and he says, "All right, we're gonna bomb X country. Pick one. It doesn't matter. We're just playing a game here. These are like war games, okay?" Would you, at that point, say, wait a minute, we can't be, like, bombing people. That's, like, unheard of. We can't be doing that. Or would you say, well, it's my job to just agree and say yes, and And that would be, that's, you know, that's the, that's it. So you'd go ahead with it. So we talked about that a little bit. One of my all-time favorite cartoon characters, that would be Rocky the Flying Squirrel. And what I like about that show the most, I haven't seen it in a long time, but is the music at the beginning of it, you know. Da 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 da. Yep. June Foray, 99 years old, voiced Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Show which ran from 1959 through 1961 on ABC and then came back as The Bowwinkle Show, which was on NBC from 1961 to 1964, first in primetime and then in daytime. But an intriguing little show, if I do say so myself. 7 minutes before 2 o'clock, and to Tim in Roslindale. Tim, you're next on WBZ. Hi. What's up?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm just calling to talk about the longest we've been without electricity.
Yes.
I grew up in Connecticut, and it was 1978, and it was the blizzard of 78 in February.
Blizzard of 78. Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It was pretty wild. I grew up in Wallingford, Connecticut, and it was kind of rural there where mm-hmm. I grew up on the east side of town and lots of trees and everything. And, you know, we didn't have power for a whole week and we stayed in the house. And my father was the manager of an auto parts store and he came home with a car battery and a headlight and he hooked it up together. So in the dining room, we had, you know, that for light. And we had all our clothes on and layers of clothes and tons of blankets in the bed. And my mom, you know, had to cook as much food as possible. So my father brought home some Sterno and she set up a little table in the kitchen and we had food all week long. And it was a pretty interesting experience.
Probably pretty cold, I would think, too, right?
Very, very. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the cars coming up and down the street when they could come because, you know, it was blocked off. But every now and then you'd see, like, it was pretty hilly and you'd see all the ice from the on the trees and everything. It looked like everything was just, like, all glass. It was really pretty beautiful at the same time.
Do
and my brother had a snowmobile and his friend had a snowmobile and they would go out and try and, you know, when you could get to a store that was open, they would go out on the snowmobiles and get, you know, what groceries they could and deliver them to the neighbors.
Yeah, that's good. That was a nice gesture, certainly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I lived in Connecticut for many years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Avon, Canton area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, I was trying to think there was a time when there was an ice storm in Maine. And I remember I came up to visit my sister, and it was in the springtime after all the snow had melted and everything. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. As you're driving along the road, at like probably 20, 30 feet back from the side of the road back into the woods, all the trees have been broken right off completely.
Wow.
Oh, you must remember this happened, I don't know, maybe four or five years ago. It was a snowstorm at the end of October. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, around Halloween, and it snapped off trees. And I remember the night that it happened, you could hear the trees cracking and snapping and all this stuff. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, my friend John lives out in Sutton, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and he lost a lot of trees in his yard from that storm. He said the same thing. They just all snapped.
Yeah, rather than, you know, and they also, there were a few of them I know behind our condo that got ripped right out of the ground. I mean, they were just torn right out by the, you know, right by the stump. Incredible amount of power and energy to be able to do that.
Oh, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend that lives in Sutton, he has these two huge maple trees out in his backyard. He's got a nice piece of property out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, literally from that same storm that you're talking about, the tree split right down the middle.
Oh, God.
And to this day, we thought for sure that tree was going to die. That tree is still perfectly blooming, and it's amazing that even though it's split pretty much all the way down the center of the trunk, the tree still is living and blooming. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is amazing how versatile and tough trees can be.
Yeah, and resilient, you know.
Absolutely. Tim, thanks a lot for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good night.
I will, and you too. Thank you very much. 617-254-1030. We have Warren on the phone. We've got a couple of other lines here. We're in the process of screening. Warren, hold on, please, because we're almost up to news here, and don't want to, you know, put you on and have to cut you off after about 20 seconds, and that might be what it is. So we're going to wait, and hopefully you get some time. You can wait. And in the meantime, there are two lines here that don't have anybody on them right now, and we would love to have you on the line. Again, we are taking some calls on the longest you've been without power and why. I'm looking for calls from anybody that went to camp. Anybody that's ever been to camp. I never got to go to camp. I'm going to cry in a minute because I just never had that experience, and that's just terrible. I had a lot of other great experiences, probably to make up for it, but I just like to talk to somebody who went and, you know, you can't be a camp like, you know, like Dirty Dancing, the movie. I don't know. Maybe it is a camp like that. I've actually seen that place where they did that movie. And, you know, it was no big deal or anything, but kind of a nice little beach and that kind of a setting. So a couple other things that we've got going. I think I don't really have time to even get into that right now. So we'll hold off and we'll get to it in just a few minutes. Oh, you might also, maybe you have a theory. If you'd like to jump on it, you can. A theory on the timing behind President Trump's transgender policy change for the U.S. military. He says it's because it costs money and that the military needs to be focusing all the time on things. I guess that would mean transgender people can't focus on anything. I think he's counting on people not being able to focus. So therefore, we will not be, we'll be talking about this as opposed to the other things that right now have been pretty foremost in the news over the last few weeks. 617-254-1030, 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030, 888-929-1030. And again, if you are on the phone, hold on, and I will get to you when we come back from the news, I promise. And then we have one line open still, one. You got one, you better grab it, because it'll go quickly. And we'll get to Warren, as I said. Glenn is there, too. And we'll grab all of those calls when we come back from the news. 617-254-1030, 617-254-1030, 888-929.